Empowering Nuki's Future came about as a direct result of a number of community consultations that were conducted at the end of 2023, beginning of 2024, whereby local teacher, education provider, Mr. FT, as a lot of people know, conducted lots of community listening events. So I think he did around 40 altogether in different venues across the town. And he asked several really simple questions about what was impacting your family, what's the role of the school? And then the key question that this activity is linked to was, how do you feel about opportunities for young people in Nuki? And the overwhelming consensus was that there is a complete The perception is that there is a lack of opportunity in terms of career progression, of decent jobs, of well-paid jobs in Nuki and in Cornwall. And this was both for young people who don't want to go to university, they don't want to go to college, they just want to go into apprenticeships, or they just want to go straight into a career. But also there was a concern from parents who do have young people who want to go off to college and university, but feel that even when they've got their degree, they can't come back to Cornwall because there aren't the industry or the careers down here to support them. And we, as adults who do have careers in Cornwall, as the town council, as parents, as education providers, have wanted to change that perception. So we thought a really good way of doing that would be to bring together employers, businesses, entrepreneurs, you know, business owners, people who have made their own jobs and their own careers and their own businesses here in Nuki, to highlight that there are opportunities here and that you can go on to have a very successful career and a very healthy pay packet right here in Nuki.
How will it look on the day? What's your hope?
Both schools, both secondary schools, Shreveiglas and Tretherras, are both really active partners in this. They've committed to bringing down their young people throughout the day, but we're going to take over the whole of Nuki Orchard. So we're going to have stalls, stands across, inside the buildings, outside the buildings, which is why we need the sunshine. And the one of the main things that we've said to any business, any employer that wants to be involved in this is not another careers fair. You cannot turn up with a table and a bunch of leaflets. It's got to be something that's engaging, it's inspiring. You've got to showcase why young people want to come and work at your business. We're not doing death by leaflets. You know, it has to be something that's really fun and exciting. We're hoping the employers are going to showcase their best selves. They're going to provide workshops and experiences and activities that young people can do on the day so that they can really get a feel for what careers are available to them.
So you've mentioned you've had an influx of businesses, but if businesses want to get involved or they want to contribute in some way, where can they contact you?
They can contact me. At the moment, everything is just coming through my town council email address because that's nice and easy and it's a central point. So if anybody wants to get involved, if you are a local business, an employer, or even if you're a self-employed person and you have a kind of micro business or a startup or something that you're in the process of setting up, you know, to be able to come along and tell that story to the young people, I think will be really inspirational. So if you are interested in signing up, please email me at liz.wright@nukycouncil.co.uk and myself or one of the team who are supporting this will get back to you and let you know next steps.